Welcome to another episode of the Pastor's Inbox on the Man of God Network, brought to you by Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary. It's our privilege to be able to record these episodes, and we hope that they're useful to you. We're encouraged by some of the feedback that we're receiving, so thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you especially to those of you who feel inclined or led to submit questions. In the next couple of episodes, we're going to be recording a batch, about five topics that were submitted by one questioner. And the topic of this conversation is a blended family question. And you'll see what that particular scenario is whenever I read the question. I'll read it and then get out of the way for our brothers to answer it. So here is the blended family question. Is a woman always in sin if she chooses to have her children honor and respect their biological father over the stepfather whenever it's not outright sin? What do you brothers think about this question? How would you answer?
Well, the first thing I think about when I read a question like this, it certainly highlights the beauty of God's purpose for the family. One man, one woman married and raising a family together. And that, of course, is ideal, but it's not always possible. Sometimes a spouse will die, and remarriage is certainly allowed and blessed by God in occasions like that. And sometimes in our sinful world, sin on the part of one or both spouses will ruin a first marriage. And these are scenarios where God allows for blended families. So we get blended family questions like this. And I thank God that he's able to bless blended families. But generally, they do produce challenges. And apparently, such a challenge maybe is what prompted a question like this. I think I understand the question. I'll let either one of the two of you set me straight if I'm on the wrong path. But in answer to the question, I would say first that the woman, the mother in this case, who has remarried and the children are living with her and the stepdad, as I understand it, the woman must do her very best to teach her children to honor and respect both the stepfather and the biological father in the present relationship. Both of them need to be respected, I think, according to the fifth commandment. I think that they should respect their biological father. The children should be made to do that, and certainly they should be made to respect the stepfather, who has now become the head of the home. It does seem to me, though, there are so many directions. I don't know if I'll hit many nails on the head here. There are so many directions that a question like this can take, and so it's hard for me to answer without maybe more specifics or a specific example, but I'll take a stab, and then, Brother Lee, you can jump in and help me out. This much is sure. The stepfather is now the head of the present household. So I think if he institutes rules that are, to use the words of the question, not outright sin, then I would think that those rules should be honored with the full support of a submissive wife and without interference from the biological dad, who is no longer the head of the household where his biological children live. Now, I'll try to say some more about that to maybe clarify. Let me give you an example. Let's say that the head of the household institutes an 8 p.m. curfew for the children, his stepchildren who are living under his authority. Then I believe that that curfew should be upheld, even if, let's say, the biological dad thinks it's kind of unreasonable and he thinks 9 p.m. is a better curfew. I'm just throwing examples out there. Well, I think that the wife and the biological father should support the final decision of the head of the household. He hasn't told them to do anything that's outright sin. He's just said, I would like my family in by 8 o'clock. And I think he should certainly be willing to listen to his wife and listen even to the views of the biological dad as to why they think there are good reasons why 9 p.m. should be the curfew. And the mother and the biological father should be willing and able to provide reasons why they think that that would be wiser. Stepdad should certainly be humble enough to listen and maybe even change his mind. But I do think that ultimately the non-sinful commands or institutions of the head of the household should be respected by both the mother, the biological father, and the mother should teach her children to do that also. The woman should not go against her husband unless there's sin involved or unless unreasonable things are demanded. On the other hand, the stepdad needs to realize the love between the kids and their biological father and need to seek grace, not to be threatened by that relationship. That can often happen in a blended family. Without grace and humility, it would be very easy for the stepdad to fall into the error of thinking every opinion of the biological dad was a threat to his headship. He needs to be willing to listen to other ideas. He needs to be willing to listen to the wife or listen to the biological dad. And when he can make a legitimate, non-sinful compromise that would strengthen the peace of the household, then the stepdad should certainly be willing to do that. I've probably rambled. I probably confused everybody here. But scenarios like this can be very challenging. They're made much less challenging when those involved are true Christians. The grace of God is sufficient in these matters. So my hope is that all three persons involved, the stepdad, the mom, the biological father, all three of them are converted and they're humble, spirit-led Christians who are willing to put God's word and will foremost. Go ahead, Lee. Straighten this out.
No, brothers, don't straighten out. I think you've hit it spot on. I think that was a good answer. In fact, I can only say really an amen. Don't know that I can add a whole lot in this regard. I'm with you. I don't know a lot of specifics, so it's almost impossible to speak dogmatically to a situation. You know, things like what kind of things is the biological father telling the kids to do? Because as I understand the question, the biological father being honored over the stepfather when it's not outright sin. So that sounds like it might be the biological father that's asking or saying that the kids to be doing such and such that would be maybe contrary to what the stepfather is saying. Why is the biological father saying these things? Is he trying to do what's best for the kids, or it could be a case of trying to stir up some trouble? I hope that's not the case. But again, the way the question is worded, if it's not outright sin, why use the word outright here? Does that mean that it is something of a moral issue? That the stepdad, I mean, the biological dad is saying to do such and such, which, well, hold on, that is kind of a moral issue, not outright, but still. So I think that, you know, that's something worth considering. It's hard to give specifics, but I think there are some basic principles, and Joe, you've hit on those well. For instance, the fifth commandment would speak to both, honor father and mother. Due regard, respect is to be given to both. You're also right, Joe, in saying the stepdad is head of the home and the children are under him, especially if it's the mother who has custody, and therefore he has the right to give directives in his own home that would affect the children. And again, Joe, I think you're spot on that the wife needs to recognize and support him in this. But also, it is true. That doesn't mean the stepdad needs to plant a flag and die on every hill. You know, we're told several times in Scripture to pursue peace, or as much as is possible, as it lies within us, live peaceably with all men. Or you think of that wisdom from above in James 3:17, the language used, I think New King James, is ready to yield. I remember somebody referring to that as having a sweet reasonableness. If it's not a moral issue, or if it's not going to be bad for the home and for the children, as you said, you know what? Why make an issue? Why not be ready to compromise?
Yeah.
And the stepdad does need to recognize and support the kids in honoring their father. Again, keeping the fifth commandment, their biological dad. Mm-hmm. And in the original question, it was intimated that the biological dad was very involved with the kids. And that's a good thing. I mean, that's a for a dad to have a relationship with his children, and therefore the aim should be to keep, as you've intimated, Joe, a good relationship with the biological dad. I mean, certainly you don't want the kids to get caught in some kind of crossfire, nor to be put in a position where they have to choose sides. That wouldn't be good for anybody. And therefore to seek communication with the biological father, some reasonable kind of relationship, even if only for the sake of the kids, but again, for there are more reasons than that. I would say this, that when it comes to dealing with the children, because they are her biological children, and there's that abnormality of the blended family thing, that the mother should especially address the children in keeping with the desires of the head of the home. As you've intimated, Joe, as you said, he's her husband now, whatever the past may be. And the kids should recognize his loving authority, but mom's the one who's especially in a position to speak and to enforce that authority. In other words, you don't want to make the stepdad out to be the bad guy. You know, here's the heavy. He's the one who's... Mm-hmm. So for the wife, communication with her husband, I think, is vital in this, for them to seek to be on the same page and have that sweet reasonableness of the wisdom that's from above. And I would also say that any discussion about what to do should be in private, not in front of the children.
Yes. Good.
Since wisdom is needed, well, we're told James 1:5 that God gives wisdom. When it goes on to speak of that wisdom that's from above, well, God gives that wisdom. He gives it in his word. Therefore, look to Scripture together, and especially, certainly, be much in prayer together on all things to do with family life, certainly so blended families, and in this case. And I would say to seek help from proven pastors, especially those who might know more about the situation and can go after some, deal with some of the specifics. So that would be at least a few thoughts, though, Joe, I think you've said it well and answered really the question.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if Elder Austin McCormick has any addition. And by the way, I think we should say just recently our dear brother was ordained as a pastor at Covenant Baptist Church in Clarksville, Tennessee. Congratulations, brother.
Amen.
I esteem you very highly, and praise God for you as a gift to that church. But maybe you got something you want to add to what we've said.
No, I was just going to say that I think you guys answered the question well, especially not knowing all of the circumstances. Yeah. And even if there are more variables that would make the question more difficult to answer, the way that you answered it certainly seems to be an ideal, that all three of the people would be believers and that they would be humble with each other. That would be an idealized circumstance. Where these things could be handled with the grace of Christ. Obviously, that is what would lead to peaceableness and reasonableness, as you guys have intimated. So appreciate your answer to this question. And if you have any, to our listeners, if you have any more questions that might spring out of this answer or this topic matter, please feel free to submit them to pastorsinbox@cbtseminary.org, and continue listening to the next couple of episodes where we're going to be talking about things related to family issues and Christian living. So thank you for listening to this conversation. Grace and peace to you. God bless.